It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome to Fox and Food.
I'm Lillian Wu. Celebrate the 148th running of the Kentucky Derby with food, cocktails, and of course, those hats.
For food, I think just having easy to grab and eat items is really important because people are there to kind of watch the races at your house, mix and mingle, and of course have a cocktail probably in hand. So they want something that's easy to grab. I have some fun items like skewers. Meatball mint and cucumber skewer is just a fun, we're recommending ground lamb, but if you aren't a lamb fan, you can do ground beef, ground turkey. You could probably even do a meat substitute, you know, whatever works for your group of people that you're serving. But basically, you know, it has the cucumber, which is really, really refreshing, and then some mint leaves on there as well to just give it that Kentucky kind of derby theme and fresh springy character. But you can have Greek yogurt to dip it in and do a little paprika for garnish.
Elizabeth McCall, assistant master distiller with Woodford Reserve, suggests a Kentucky Benedictine dip, maybe on sandwiches.
Cucumber and cream cheese and a little bit of onion and salt, pepper, mayo. So it's just kind of a fun little thing. And I feel like it's very Kentucky. It's very common here, and you leave the state and people are like, what are you talking about?
Cocktails can also be customized.
Whenever I'm looking to do both offerings of an alcoholic beverage and then a spirit-free option, I like to say that we do replace the bourbon with unsweetened tea. It's such an easy swap, especially for something like a mint julep. And really, when you're going for those cocktails that are non-alcoholic or spirit-free drinks, you just want it's all about the garnish. Like, have them be able to have a mint julep, so 2 ounces of bourbon instead of your 2 ounces of Woodford Reserve bourbon, and then your half ounce of mint simple syrup. Put in some mint leaves and crushed ice in your cup and in your julep cup, and then everybody is a part of the party, even if you are choosing to imbibe alcohol or not at the time. And it's all about just being inclusive for everyone. So it's really easy to do with your mint julep. And then we also have another offering, which is the Woodford Spire cocktail. And this is a lot of fun. It is 1.5 ounces of Woodford Reserve bourbon, or you could swap that with your unsweetened tea, and then 2 ounces lemonade and 1 part cranberry juice. And you can scale this up to be a big pitcher full. And really, when I do that at my parties, I just do 2 parts lemonade, 1 part cranberry juice in a big pitcher, and leave the bourbon on the side so people can easily swap out. And I also offer an unsweetened tea as well. So if they want to put the tea in there to kind of cut the sweetness, they can. So it's almost like, you know, the classic Arnold Palmer. It's lemonade and unsweetened tea, but you're adding a little bit of cranberry juice in there too.
And she says mason jars could be great for serving up individual appetizers or desserts. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News, and this is Fox and Food.
I'm Dana Perino. This week on Perino on Politics, I'm joined by founder and executive director of Power the Future, Daniel Turner, for a look at how we can advocate for a cleaner earth while strengthening U.S. energy independence. Available now on FoxNewsPodcast.com.